Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Advisor. I am Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. I am back here today with Miss Dr. Stephanie Barnes. And yesterday she was on the show and we had so much fun. And if you missed it, you need to go check it out. Oh my God, it was amazing. We talked about the five petals of fitness. And today we're going to talk about the petals of freedom, which is the third pillar. And so I'm going to leave you with that little teaser, and I'm going to welcome Stephanie back to the show. Welcome. Thanks so much for being back today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a joy to talk about these things with you. I'm glad to get into the last pillar today.
I'm excited to talk about the last pillar, the pillar of freedom. That sounds amazing. So fill us in. How does this work?
All right, as I always like to do a little recap so that we can connect the dots from previous episodes and understand how these pillars work together. I believe that every woman should be successful and fulfilled. We don't have to choose between either or. And I desire for all women to be successful and fulfilled and feel like we can live this life with fulfillment, freedom, and fitness. And so being a successful and fulfilled woman is our commitment to living a life that is fulfilled, fit, and free. And I have introduced the three pillars, which, as you've heard, are fulfillment, fitness, and freedom. And I previously went through the petals that are part of the fulfillment pillar, which is our family, our friends, our love relationships, and our purpose. And the fitness pillar focuses on our physical fitness, our mental fitness, which I call focus, and our faith. All three of those things help us to be fit, mentally, spiritually, physically. And today I'm so excited to introduce the petals of the freedom pillar. And these are my most favorite because, as you'll hear as I talk about them, they I think are the most fun. And fun actually is one. But freedom comes about in several different ways. And obviously, we're not literally shackled, we're not imprisoned. We have our freedom to move about. But I believe that there are instances where we are not truly tapping into the power of our choices, and we're limited in how we can live a life that is successful and fulfilled. And so the freedom pillar is focusing on how we are truly able to expand our capacity and to live uninhibited, and uninhibited in the sense of we are truly using the power of our choices to create the life we desire and deserve. And so the first petal of the freedom pillar is finances. And one observation that I've had in terms of what I've experienced personally, as well as what I observed growing up, was that many of the women in my life could not exercise a full freedom of choices because they had limited finances. And it is hard to believe, this is 2025, but as of 1952, it's actually only been about 50 years or so that women have the right to open up bank accounts in their own name, to own property. The limitations have been from a policy perspective on women being able to own their own homes and to exercise financial decision making in their lives. And because of that, there's always this saying around, our grandmothers and grandfathers stayed together. There was not a high divorce rate, et cetera. And what I don't think a lot of people fully appreciate is that many relationships were limited in the, or women in relationships, married women were limited in their options because of laws and policies that existed that did not allow them to have certain financial freedoms for themselves. And so today, we do have policies, although there is the possibility, of certain infringements on that with certain changes that we're experiencing in this country now. But for the most part, our financial choices are driven by the choices we make. And I know for me, as I have been on this journey to be successful and fulfill, a limitation that I have experienced is a lack of financial freedom. And not because I don't have the ability to make money, and not because I don't make money, but because I'm not exercising the best choices as it relates to how I manage and steward my money. So I have gained a great appreciation for how important it is to have financial literacy, to have financial savvy, and to exercise financial discipline and have an actual strategy to how we use our money so that we are not prohibited or limited from doing the things we desire because we don't have the finances to do so.
That is so powerful. And I literally was having a conversation with a girlfriend the other day, and I was saying how they need to teach us that in high school, in elementary school. Like, as soon as you get into the school system, we don't learn anything to do with that, right? And so I'm terrible at managing my money, if I'm being honest, but I want everything. So, yeah, I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this.
And I remember when I was in high school, and this was on the tail end of it, it's made a resurgence, but there was something called home economics, which
Yes.
really was about teaching skills to be a housewife or to
Yeah.
take care of a home. It was, little things, sewing and managing a kitchen and things like that. But it really had little to do with finances.
Yeah.
And I know that, personally, I didn't really learn about financial literacy until I got to college. It really was when I got in law school. And, as many college students do, when I went off to college, they have the booths and you get the free cup and the free cap if you sign up for a credit card, but nobody really tells you how this credit card works.
Yeah.
So I learned it the hard way.
Welcome to the real world.
I got a credit card as a freshman with absolutely no job, with
Oh
a
boy.
dollar credit limit, and I tell you, I maxed that baby out on shopping. And then when it came time to pay the bill, I'm like, oh, okay.
That's how this
So
works. Yeah.
we learn things the hard way. But seriously, particularly as we get to be adults, and as we desire more for our lives, it's important that we know how to finance our desires and not be reliant upon others or be relying upon debt as a way to get the things that we desire.
Yes, I love that. I love that so much. Takes a long time to learn, but once you learn it, it's so freeing, right?
It is because I know that personally over the past 8 years, because I've literally started my entire life over. Because when I di was divorced, or when I got my divorce, I've been divorced now 8 years. But I didn't have a job at the time, and
Wow.
I was building my business, and we had moved a couple of times, so I didn't really have my steady income. So everything I have now, I have gained on my own, and I've literally had to start over. And in those times where I did not have the flexibility in my budget or the in my finances to do what I desire, it was incredibly stressful. And many of us are experiencing that because, the unfortunate thing is that sometimes we make a lot of money, but we don't exercise discipline or know how to use that fully. And so even though we've got a lot of money coming in, we may also have a lot of money going out. And that limits our choices and can be incredibly stressful.
Yes, absolutely. I remember when I used to get my credit card statement, I would actually have anxiety holding in my hand and not wanting to open it because I didn't know what was going to happen, right? But the power in knowing the numbers is so important.
Yeah, because that's just so important. And kind of the flip side of this pedal of finances is fashion. That's the next pedal in the freedom pillar. And I'll tell you, fashion gets me into a lot of financial
I
trouble.
was just gonna say, look at you. I love your shirt today. You just look so fashionable. It's amazing.
Thank you, thank you. And you know, it may seem somewhat supercilious to have fashion as a pillar or a petal in something that is designed to bring success and fulfillment, but I believe it is a very important way that we express ourselves. And you know, fashion is, and fashion for me has always been a tool of self-expression. And I literally use it as a way to have confidence or just a way to express confidence. And I pick my fashion on how I desire to feel.
I
And
love that.
over, yes, and over the course of my life, you know, I have developed my own sense of fashion style. And it is really important because, again, it's how I express who I am. And women in particular, you know, we tend to pay a lot of attention to fashion. You know, the magazines, the social media, the television, the movies, everything is projecting this image of how we ought to look or how we should dress or what is
Yes.
appropriate, particularly as we become more seasoned. You know, there's, you know, different ideas about what a woman over 50 ought to wear, or what a woman in her 20s, 30s, 40s, et cetera, whatever ought to wear. And all of those things impact how we feel. And so the fashion petal is really not about being frivolous at all, as much as it is empowering women to make decisions for themselves about how they want to show up in this world. Because the
Right.
very real fact is, people make impressions by, you know, how they show up, literally how they look. And people make assumptions about people based on how they show up and how they look. And so my goal is to encourage women to be intentional about what makes them feel good and what represents their desires for how they want to project themselves in the world, whether it's in the workplace, in the marketplace, social settings, et cetera. You know, our bodies and how we adorn them or not is and should be a sense of power that we have. And I believe, you know, that, you know, fashion is an incredible source of expression, and we ought to be empowered to define that for ourselves and show up in a way that honors who we are, as opposed to thinking that we need to dress a certain way or not dress a certain way to fulfill whatever society's opinion is, or the people who are around us, or whatever about who we are.
Yes. I'm dying to ask you, what did putting that beautiful silk blouse make you feel this morning?
Well, it makes me feel vibrant. You know, I picked this color. Purple is a very vibrant color, and it's one of my favorite colors. I like jewel tones. You can see from my background, but jewel tones make me feel great. You know, and colors have a very important role in our in how it impacts our emotions. There's studies on this. This isn't just something that is trivial or something I'm making up, but you know, but there are a lot of studies about the impact of colors on emotions. And so for me, I love jewel tones. They make me feel vibrant. I love the color black, and I wear black quite often, but usually I have some pop of color. I don't like the color gray that often. Gray for me is a sad and lonely color. Now, you can jazz up gray. Gray is different than silver. Silver is a metal, is a metallic, you know, tone, and it has a different connotation. But there are other women who love gray, and that's great. But it's all about thinking about, you know, what does this, how does this make me feel? And putting on this shirt today, this purple, vibrant color, made me feel vibrant as well.
Oh, well, you look vibrant. And there's
Thank
so
you.
much to say about like putting on a power suit and how that makes you feel. I remember during COVID times, there was a woman who would get dressed up to take her garbage out. She would literally put on like a ball gown to walk to the end of her driveway because it just made her feel
Made
so
her feel
good.
good. Yes.
I love
Yes.
that. It's so
And
true. And the colors are, it's so true. When I put on a bright color, if I'm in a sad mood, it just enhances my day.
yes. And I work
Yes.
remotely. So most days, I don't interface with others. And even on days like
Right.
when I don't have client facing meetings and I'm just working in my office, I still get up and get dressed based on how I desire to feel. And last week, I decided to have kind of a theme. I decided I wanted fancy shirts, and it was just a way to express myself.
Nice.
Nobody saw the shirts but me, but it made me feel good.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all that matters. You got to make yourself
Right.
feel good.
Right. And that's so important. And, the last petal of this pillar is fun. And
Okay.
yes, fun or frolic. Those are kind of two different words I interchange. But, I always believe that life is too long to be unfulfilled. And, you hear a lot of sayings, all work and no play makes you a dull person. And high achieving women in particular work very hard. And that's how they have achieved their success, is to, be able to, work really hard. But I also believe that we are just as much empowered by our ability to enjoy the fruits of our labor, to have fun and to have frolic. And, that represents a state of joy. And I believe that, we ought to plan for fun as much as we plan for work. And obviously you gotta have those things in balance, right? And you got to do things responsibly because, as of course, we started out with finances. So you've got to be able to make money and you've got to make sure that, you're using your money wisely. But I do believe investing in fun is important because we need that to rejuvenate our spirits and rejuvenate our energy. And there is science that shows the importance of laughter and smiling and being around people that, make you feel good.
Yeah.
And so many times we are so focused on accomplishment and, working hard, or we have even been brainwashed to believe that having fun, it is frowned upon because, you should be working all the time. You need to be, in order to be successful, you've got to work 24/7. And the truth is, fun impacts our physical health, it impacts our mental health, our spiritual health, and it empowers us to be able to experience joy. And I find that when I ensure that I make time for laughter, I make time for things that bring me pleasure, just that's it. It's not necessarily generating money. It's not necessarily something associated work, but it just pleases me and I feel good when I do it. Those things are really important because it helps us to balance out and it allows us to truly experience the reward of our hard work. Because certainly our hard work can serve several different purposes. It serves other people. It provides for us and our families. It contributes to the economy. But our fun serves a purpose as well. It's because it gives us joy. And the more joyful we are, I believe, the more energy we'll have to contribute to those things that we desire to do in our jobs and in the marketplace and so forth. So fun is just as important.
Yes. Fun is so important. And Dr. Stephanie Barnes, our listeners are dying to know, what do you do for fun? What is your way of unwinding?
I see. So I love art. I love going to the museums. I love going to one of my favorite places to go here in Atlanta is the Botanical Gardens. I love walking around, seeing the literal beauty of the gardens. I love live music and going to listen to live music. I love dancing. And one of my favorite things to do is to have just good girlfriend time where I get with other women who uplift me and have similar goals and mindsets, and we sometimes, as we call it, we cackle, we rebel. We just enjoy ourselves and laugh and enrich each other, through our conversation. So those are some of the things that I enjoy doing, to have fun. And Atlanta, I chose Atlanta specifically because of the opportunities for a variety of things. If I want art, I can go out and find that. If I want to enjoy the outdoors, I can do that as well. And there's just so many options. So that's something that I ensure that I'm intentional about, creating opportunities to have fun.
Yes, I love that so much. Being on the same frequency that lights you up, right? And when you're with
Yes.
your friends and doing the things you love to do, you're on that frequency. And you're right, it gives you energy. And then it gives you
Right.
energy to go the next morning to get up and do the work that you need to do because you feel energized. So
Right. And
awesome.
it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I think that's so important.
Right. And far too often, we are reserving joy for later. I don't even know, how that concept came about, but I'll enjoy my life when. No, enjoy your life now. Enjoy your life as you are working and as you are growing and expanding your capacity. It should be an integral component of your life choices so that, and you don't have to wait till the afterlife to be fulfilled. You can be fulfilled right now.
I love that. Why do we feel guilty when we do fun things? To go out and do something fun, and we always feel guilty for it, but you're right, we shouldn't feel guilty
We
for that.
shouldn't. Right. We should enjoy that. And if we're super lucky, the things that we do for our jobs are also fun, or we find a way to bring joy into them. And that's why it's just so important to have this as a priority, because you become more conscious about, am I having fun? And then if you're not, why? And then, you can ask yourself the powerful question of how can I make this more enjoyable? Because even hard work shouldn't necessarily be drudgery. As I've mentioned, I'm also a bodybuilder, so I am preparing for a competition, and lifting weights is not necessarily fun all the time because it's heavy. The weight is heavy. But I find a way to make it fun by, I listen to audiobooks in the gym. Other people may listen to music. I have just found that listening to audiobooks and podcasts is a way to better use my time. It's a synergy because I know I'm going to be in the gym for at least 45 minutes. So instead of having to take an additional time to read, I read while I work out. And that's how I get through the workout, and it's fun. And, so we just have to be conscious and intentional about ensuring that the things we do, either we make them enjoyable concurrently, or we have something enjoyable to look forward to when we finish.
Yeah, I love that so much. And it's amazing that you're helping powerful women do this and like incorporate all these things into their lives. What kind of brought you here? What inspired you to want to help women in this type of environment have a better fulfilled life?
Yes, well, it's partially because it's something I desire for myself. The things that I talk about and the things that I encourage other women are as much of an encouragement to me. And I also recognize, well, if I'm feeling this way, I know other women are as well. So it is something that is an extension of what I do for myself, but it also truly brings me joy. I love it. I love to encourage other women and to give them tools, because it's more than just motivation and inspiration. When I work with women, I actually ensure that they have tools and strategies so that it's not just a mere wish for fulfillment. They actually have a plan and strategy for how to accomplish that. So I wouldn't say a selfish, but it's a mutual joy. So the joy that I help them to experience truly does bring joy to me. And then also, just observing the women who have been influential in my life and looking at opportunities or situations where perhaps they were not fulfilled.
Right.
And not wanting another woman to experience life without fulfillment. Because I truly believe that we should all be fulfilled. It's not a luxury. And regardless of what our socioeconomic status is or what it is we do in life, excuse me, we deserve to be fulfilled.
Yes, I love that so much. And so, where can our listeners find you to review all your services and to hire you to help them feel fulfilled?
Sorry. Yes. Well, I make it very easy for you. You
Okay.
can simply find me at drstephaniedbarnes.com. So if you go to my website, you can find my podcast, Living Life in the And. You can find out how to book a revelation conversation where we can figure out how you can begin your journey to becoming fulfilled. And you can learn all about me and some of the things that I've done. So I'm also on all social media as Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes.
Amazing. And we'll have all of your contact information on our show notes for our listeners. And I just can't wait to have you back on the show because you're so insightful and so full of amazing information. And you know what I'm looking forward to the most? Hearing about your bodybuilding. I want to know how you're, when is your competition?
It is May 31st. So
May
I've got
31st.
about 12 weeks before my next competition. So I'm in the not the crunch phase. That'll be like the last 4 weeks, but I'm in the comfortable but not so comfortable stage as I'm getting ready.
Wow. I actually thought of you this morning because we did the show yesterday and you're telling me about your bodybuilding and your regimen. And this morning I did not want to get out of bed. And I'm like, Dr. Stephanie Barnes is getting up right now to do her bodybuilding training. Lisa, you can get out of bed. So that's amazing. So awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show again today. Like I said, you're so insightful and you provide such amazing information. And it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure to share. And I hope that the woman that needs to hear this message today hears this episode and is enriched to be able to build up her freedom pillar and shore up her finances, have her own way of expressing her fashion, and incorporating a little fun in her life.
Oh, I love that. And what a great way to end the show for today. Thank you, everyone, for being here and for listening. And I look forward to next time, everyone. I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye for now.